Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm very glad that Pam Bilbrey is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Pam is a member of our Brain Trust. She coaches organizations like yours and mine to be better at what they do, to get out of their own way. How about that? That's an important thing for anybody to do, right? All of us could use a little help with that. And she's a speaker, a consultant. She is the co-author, along with Brian Jones, of a book I'm holding in my hand, Ordinary Greatness is Where You Least Expect It, Everywhere. She's our good friend, Pam Bilbrey. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's good to have you back, Pam. What do you think about that getting out of our own way thing? I mean, how many times, I mean, I used to be a full-time consultant to small businesses, Pam, and I sometimes, occasionally when I can stand it, I turn the light on myself, look in the mirror, and one of the things I see of more and more executives of small businesses, leaders, founders, whatever, I just see that we have that one of our biggest problems is getting out of our own way. What do you think?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I hear it every single day. You know, some of the
you probably see issues. It even when you don't hear it because
yeah,
because it hurts.
Exactly.
It stings when we look at ourselves.
Well, it does. It's hard to do, and most folks don't want to look that deep. And you know, we have this little curtain we pull over, and
the presumption that I'm perfect.
Absolutely.
Which I am, by the way, Pam.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
I am perfect.
So am I. So we have two perfect people talking.
And we take our perfectness right into bankruptcy, too, right? Can't we? We can do that, can't we?
Yeah. You know, there's something called spatial blindness, which I run across with leaders all the time. Spatial blindness, yes.
Okay.
And it's the sense that everyone in my company thinks just like I do. They make decisions just like I do. They like just what I do. They're carbon copies of me, and of course that's not right, and it causes such issues for business owners and for managers and leaders in organizations because they break that relationship with their colleagues, their coworkers, their staff when they have the blinder of spatial blindness and don't understand the individuals and don't play to their individual strengths of the members of their staff.
Do you think that they are just being obtuse? Do you think that they think, sometimes I think business owners look at the people who work for them, especially their key folks, and they imagine them being just like them.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. They're carbon copy. Everybody's
and which
me.
Also means that they can read my mind.
Of course. And so that just really undercuts communication. And, you know, when you don't have good, solid communication going back and forth, then all kinds of issues occur within the business.
Well, presumptuousness is what happens a lot in those cases, I think, Pam. The I presume that the people who seem to be taking ownership in my company, then therefore I think of them like me. I think that they have the same motivations I have, the same drive I have, and I forget that, you know what, they don't own this company. Oh yeah, they like being here. Maybe they like me, but you know, one of these days they'll move on, or they have their own dreams in life. And if you ever forget that kind of stuff, then what you're going to wind up doing is you're going to presume too much, and you're going to wind up over abusing them a little bit without meaning to.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, really just not playing off their potentials, not creating that sense of ownership, psychological ownership with people that gets them truly committed to your business,
right,
and keeps them happy on the job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And spatial. Very well.
Say that again. Spatial.
Spatial blindness.
Spatial blindness, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-huh. So how would we what would it look like if we looked around our business and if we had spatial blindness, if we were guilty of that condition, what would it look uh-huh. like? What would be one of the symptoms that we might see?
Yeah, I think what you'll see is a lot of dissatisfaction among employees because there's this feeling that the boss's way is always right.
My way or the highway.
Very little opportunity to have any input into the business as an employee because.
We wouldn't see that because all that's part of the condition. Wouldn't it look like a turnover? Why can't I keep a manager?
Yeah, you would have turnover. You would have probably lower productivity.
Yep.
You would have issues. A lot of staff issues. Not only disagreements and fights between manager or business owner and staff, but between staff because there's
right.
just a general sense of unhappiness and disengagement that you would see. And just the atmosphere, people not smiling.
That's a big one right there. I don't you think in a small business, you get to see everybody just basically all the time, every day in most small businesses. Look in people's eyes. Don't you think you can see it? I mean, whenever somebody in my whenever I've had an employee that ultimately left me, I saw it in their eyes a month or two before they left.
Oh yeah, that spark dies, doesn't it?
Yeah, they don't look straight at you. There's no gleam in their eye, and then you have to ask your question: Is it them or is it me?
Uh huh.
Don't you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and. More often than not, my experience is that the business owner just hasn't set an environment to really engage and excite those individuals about their work.
Right.
And they just kind of, go flat, just this emotionalist type of face that
mm-hmm.
you see coming into work every day. In small businesses, that's so deadly because it spreads so quickly.
Right.
Because we have small staff and
too much to do. And too much to do, which brings us to another topic that you work on a lot, which is you call busyness.
Uh-huh.
And we get so busy that we let that be an excuse for not for allowing ourselves to lapse into this spatial blindness that you were talking about. And so, folks, how do we get rid of that busyness? I think you get rid of it by solving problems, not managing them. By avoiding crisis management. I'm going to see what Pam has to say on the other side of these messages. The book is called Ordinary Greatness. The co-author is Pam Bilbrey, and the other one is Brian Jones. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.